Chapter 12. Her heart pounding, Lindy struggled out of bed. The sheet tangled around her legs and she nearly fell. Chris's blood-curdling scream echoed in her ears. She practically leaped down the dark stairway, her bare feet thudding hard on the thin carpet of the steps. It was dark downstairs, except for a thin sliver of yellow light from the kitchen.
"Chris? Chris? Are you okay?"
Lindy called, her voice sounding small and frightened in the dark hallway.
"Chris?"
Lindy stopped at the kitchen doorway. What was that eerie light? It took her a while to focus. Then she realized she was staring at the dim yellow light from inside the refrigerator. The refrigerator door was wide open, and the refrigerator was empty.
"What? What's going on here?"
She took a step into the kitchen, then another. Something cold and wet surrounded her foot. Lindy gasped and, looking down, saw that she had stepped into a wide puddle. An overturned milk carton beside her foot revealed that the puddle was spilled milk. She raised her eyes to Chris, who was standing in darkness across the room, her back against the wall, her hands raised to her face in horror.
"Chris, what on earth?"
The scene was coming into focus now. It was all so weird, so wrong. It was taking Lindy a long time to see the whole picture. But now, following Chris's horrified stare, Lindy saw the mess on the floor and realized why the refrigerator was empty. Everything inside it had been pulled out and dumped on the kitchen floor. An orange juice bottle lay on its side in a puddle of orange juice. Eggs were scattered everywhere. Fruits and vegetables were strewn over the floor.
"Oh!"
Lindy moaned in utter disbelief. Everything seemed to sparkle and gleam. What was all that shiny stuff among the food? Chris's jewelry. There were earrings and bracelets and strands of beads tossed everywhere, mixed with the spilled strewn food like some kind of bizarre salad.
"Oh, no!"
Lindy shrieked as her eyes came to rest on the figure on the floor. Sitting upright, in the middle of the mess was Mr. Wood, grinning gleefully at her. He had several strands of beads around his neck, long dangling earrings hanging from his ears, and a platter of leftover chicken on his lap.